Now the news, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese Defense Minister Li Shangfu has delivered a speech at the 20th Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore. The three-day security dialogue brings together officials and scholars from around 40 nations, focusing on identifying challenges and exploring solutions to security issues across the Asia-Pacific region. Mira Liu reports from Singapore.
On the last day of the Shangri-La Dialogue, the floor is China's. Chinese State Councilor and Minister of National Defense General Li Shangfu took the center stage and gave a comprehensive speech to explain China's new security initiatives. General Li delivered a speech in a resolute yet composed manner, I would say. The pace and the pitch were measured and impactful. There was, of course, a huge interest amongst the audience to hear what he had to say. There were 44 people lined up to asking questions after his speech. Starting off, he acknowledged the complex geopolitical environment we live in and put forward China's solution for it. During General Li's speech, he emphasized that China is committed to uphold peace and stability and responded to hot-button issues on Ukraine crisis, South China Sea, Middle East, and Korean Peninsula.
Honduran President Xiomara Castro has appointed Salvador Enrique Moncada to be the country's first ambassador to China. China and Honduras established diplomatic relations in late March. Honduran Foreign Minister Eduardo Reyna says the appointment of ambassador is a critical move for bilateral relations.
Well, I think it's a very important step after establishing diplomatic relations with China and mainly after recognizing the One China policy. I think the possibility of the President Castro maybe visit China is the larger step historically in foreign relations in Honduras.
The reentry capsule of the Shenzhou 15 spaceship, with three Chinese astronauts aboard, has successfully returned to the Dongfeng landing site in North China. Fei Junlong, Deng Qingming, and Zhang Lu have been in orbit for over half a year. They say they feel good and excited after returning to Earth.
We have completed all the work and tasks in orbit on Shenzhou 15, and we feel good now that we have successfully returned to our motherland.
Returning to Earth and our country, seeing so many relatives, I'm very happy. At this moment, I'm very grateful to the people of the whole country for their attention and encouragement to our team.
It's nice to be back on Earth and bathe in the sunshine. We have completed the mission of Shenzhou 15. I am so excited returning safely to the motherland.
U.S. President Joe Biden has signed Fiscal Responsibility Act of 2023 into law to avoid a historic default on government debt. The bipartisan act suspends the public debt limit through January 1, 2025. The United States reached its debt limit of $31.4 trillion in January, more than 120% of its annual GDP. For months, as the White House and Congress were locked in a tug of war over terms of lifting the debt ceiling, the Treasury Department has been using extraordinary measures to avoid default. Egypt and Israel have discussed the deadly shootout that left three Israeli soldiers and one Egyptian policeman dead along the border between them. During a phone call, the defense chiefs of the two countries also discussed joint coordination to take necessary measures to prevent such incidents in the future. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has announced a major reshuffle in his cabinet. Erdogan was sworn in for a third term as president on Saturday. In his inaugural speech, he pledged to introduce a more liberal constitution and unite the Turkish people.
Turkey needs the energy, ideas, and contributions of every citizen. All members of Turkey's 85 million population should stick together, just like bricks forming a wall.
The United States, Japan, and South Korea have agreed to share real-time warning information on North Korean missile launches by the end of this year. In a joint statement, the three sides said such a mechanism will improve each country's capacity for detection and assessment in light of Pyongyang's unpredictable missile program. And that's the news. I'm Wen Jie.